Welcome to I Feel Your Pain, where stories of loss meet sacred solidarity. A space for storytelling, testimony, lament, and healing. My name is Tina Norbury, a communication strategist by training, a grief navigator by lived experience. You find yourself here today because your pain has a name, a date, a memory that weighs more than you can handle alone. For me, it is the 2nd of August. Welcome to Season 3, The Turning, Integration, Purpose, and Peace. This season focuses on the gradual shifting from surviving to integrating grief, finding purpose in the pain, and defining a new kind of peace. This episode is titled The First Thread of Light, Recognizing Resilience. What does resilience look like after years of loss? It often appears not as a sudden victory, but as a quiet moment of unexpected beauty that your heart is finally ready to receive. In this first episode of Season 3, The Turning, I will share the story of a train journey from York to Glasgow, where the breathtaking view of the North Sea near Berwick-upon-Tweed became a sacred mirror, reflecting back a strength I didn't know I had. Through the ancient promise that God's message I knew every morning, we will explore how grace meets us in motion, and I will share the simple journaling practice that began with writing down that first guilt-tinged moment of wonder. For so long, my life had felt stationary, stuck in rooms of grief, in cycles of treatment, and in the four walls of my own weary mind. I was moving, but I was not going anywhere. Then one quiet afternoon, I found myself on a train from York to Glasgow. I was not traveling for a happy season. It was just another necessity, another task in the long list of things that required me to keep going, as you do. I sat by the window, my reflection hovering over the passing world like a ghost. But as we approached Berwick-upon-Tweed, something in the landscape broke through. The train curved along the coast, and suddenly, the view opened into a breathtaking panorama. The North Sea stretched out, a vast shimmering sheet of silver blue under a clear sky. The sun caught the water in the flashes of the light. Rolling hills of the greenest grass swept down to meet the shore, and for a moment, everything was drenched in color and calm. I was not just looking at it. My whole fiber was feeling it. The sheer untamed beauty of it rushed into had still stuck place inside me. My breath caught it, and in that moment, I was not thinking about loss, not therapy, not how broken I was. I was just viewing, seeing, my eyes captivated and just engrossed in it all. And this view was beautiful. Then, like a reflex, the guilt rushed in. How could I be captivated by beauty when so much has been lost, when I've gone through a lot? How could my heart lift up so much after everything that had happened to me and everything that I'd lost? I felt betrayal, as if by noticing the light on the water, I was forgetting the darkness I had walked through. But the train kept moving. The view held, the spectacular view held, and a quiet, solid truth settled over me. I felt the still voice in me saying, I'm still here. I'm seeing all this beauty. I have survived every single worst day. And now I'm here on this train watching the sea sparkle. This moment of awe put not a betrayal of my past. It was just a moment of awe. This was proof that the first real, undeniable proof that the heart could still wonder, that it was still relentlessly moving forward. The beauty still held. I wasn't too broken to receive this beauty that I was seeing. This was the first thread of light, not under the door, but stretched across an entire horizon. Later that evening, in the quiet after the journey, that image of the sea and the sky stayed with me. I found myself returning to the familiar scripture with the new eyes. The contrast was so vivid. The relentless forward moving motion of that train, and yet the profound peace of that view. It made me think about God's faithfulness, not as a stationary point or a stationary place, but as something that travels with us, revealing itself in the unfolding landscape of our lives. This scripture was Lamentations 3, verse 22 to 23. I will read from the NIV. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. For so long, I'd held unto the first part of this verse. We are not consumed. Just as a bare minimum survival mantra. And it was true. It was very true and relevant to what I was going through. Of course, I was not destroyed. But on that train journey, I experienced the living truth of the next line. And the next line is, they are new every morning. His compassion didn't just preserve me in a holding pattern. It was dynamic, creative, and timely in his own good time. The mercy for that specific afternoon was a panorama of the blue sky and the green earth framed by a train window. It was a brand new dose of beauty, delivered precisely when my soul had become still. To receive it. It wasn't that the mercy on other days was never there, but on that specific day, the landscape of my heart finally aligned with the landscape of God's grace. His faithfulness was in the forward motion and the stunning view he placed right along my path on that train journey. It was a spectacular view. It was just his mercy and grace. In solidarity, I'm not going to tell you that train ride solved my grief. It did not. But it changed how I carried my grief, or the grief that was in me. It taught me that moments of mercy could be fleeting and breathtaking, like a landscape passing by a window. If I did not acknowledge those mercies, they would be gone. So I started a practice that began with writing about that very view. I called it my gratitude and grief journal. It became my way of collecting the sceneries of my days, both the storms and the sudden, stunning vistas of grace. Every evening, I would write about two lines. Maybe the first line, I would acknowledge the grief, whatever I was feeling on the day. And the weight that I was carrying. And then on the second line, I would acknowledge simple things like a stranger smile at the supermarket. Maybe one afternoon I was just acknowledging just the light shining through when it hit my teacup as I was having it, and the glow just made me acknowledge it. Those were memories that I would just write down in my gratitude and grief journal. Some days the mercy felt as vast as the North Sea. Other days it was as small as a single wildflower by the tracks. But the act of looking for it and writing it down was like choosing a window seat on the train. It trained my heart to become grateful. It trained my heart to rely on the promises of Lamentations, to actively search for the new mercies every morning and the compassions placed somewhere on my route every day. And even on hard days, when it felt a little challenging, life sometimes feels challenging when you're going through grief. But this practice gave me something to look forward to. It did not remove the pain. I can guarantee you that. It did not force a happy ending or a sudden happy ending. Instead, it allowed me to hold the whole truth. Just hold on to that truth and acknowledge that I was a person moving through grief, loss, and all sorts of traumatic things that happened. But also, I was a person who was being resilient. I was a person who now had the ability to carry both resilience and brokenness and just let the beauty of these two meeting collide. Thank you for journeying with me at the start of season 3, episode 1, The Turning. This is about how fractured stories can find a new form, not by erasing the breakages or erasing what happened, but by letting the light find its way through all the little cracks of brokenness. If you are on a difficult journey of your own at the moment, I pray that you may have courage. Courage to notice the view. Courage to see the little glimpse of hope. The view is always there. When your heart is ready, you will receive it and acknowledge it. Remember, His mercies are new every morning for you as well. And they are new today. Look for those mercies every morning. Somewhere on your path, there are mercies that are new every morning. As we close, I leave you with 3 things. 1, listen deeply to your pain. It is a language God understands. 2, lead clearly through your grief, because your scars light paths for others. 3, communicate with care, especially to the hurting soul in your mirror. Until next time, your pain is safe here.